I have a following. I have a cult following. So I have a certain amount of people who follow what I do.
I know.
My big interview was interviewing the Tylenol killer who lives in Cambridge, the guy who poisoned people with Tylenol and got away with it.
That was my
big get. That made national news.
So he
contends that that Johnson & Johnson actually put the cyanide and the Tylenol in the Framingham. So that was an interesting interview.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter.
It's public access. So you wrote this book called Painful Questions about the 9/11 attacks.
Right.
Can you tell me in a nutshell, and I know it's complex and everything, tell me what flew into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon?
The exact details of what happened, I'm not claiming to know. Something flew in there. It may have been... are you getting an echo?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, well, if it's okay, I'll keep going.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm not claiming to know what went in there. Maybe it's starting to look like remote-controlled airplanes went into the World Trade Centers and some type of drone went into the Pentagon. But, you see, the details are what something is only going to come out when they do a real investigation. We can't figure that out. There's not enough information for people.
What happened? Okay, so let me ask you. The people are going to ask. What happened to the passengers that were on the planes that left out of Boston?
Well, that's right. This is what people will do is when I point out that we're being lied to, they come up with details and they expect me to come up with answers to their details. It's equivalent to someone saying, your car has been stolen, and they respond, oh, yeah? Well, where is it then? And who took it? And why did they take it?
Don't get mad.
No, I'm not Benny mad at you. I'm telling you that when people respond this way, you have to stand up to them and point out to them that you don't have to know the details of a crime to know that a crime has occurred or to know that we've been lied to. All I'm doing is pointing out to people we have been lied to about that attack. I'm not claiming to know the details of what happened.
And if you say it was a remote-controlled plane, you have evidence or something, right? Because I've heard there's evidence that there was a remote-controlled plane.
It's a speculation based on what you see in the photographs at the Pentagon and, of course, the way the planes behaved for the World Trade Center. It looks as if they were under remote control. They don't look as if they were passenger airplanes under the control of people.
Okay.
So how do they look like they're under remote control? I don't understand that.
Well, for example, on the Pentagon, that's the most clear case of all. The air traffic controllers were making remarks as they watched this plane come out of nowhere from way up high in the air. It was so high up it wasn't even showing up on the radar until it reached about 10,000 feet. Then it suddenly appears, which is a sign that it was very small and difficult for the radar to see. That's not a passenger airplane. Passenger airplanes can be seen at 40,000 feet. This plane didn't even pop up on the radar screen until it was around 10,000 feet. And then the air traffic controllers are making remarks like, wow, look how smooth and this thing is spiraling downward. What a pilot. I mean, they're basically amazed at how smooth it is.
I got that, Eric. Okay, so I have to ask you, there is a person that I was an acquaintance of who got on one of those planes and she's gone.
That doesn't mean anything. It could be that the person actually died. It could be that the person never got on that plane and just started a new life somewhere else.
Yeah, but she had a job she was going to in L.A. to work at a nightclub. She had like a big career. She was very excited.
That means nothing at all. If you look at history, you'll see people faking their death all the time.
Many people fake their death on that side. But and listen, I don't mind that there's a conspiracy, but all these people didn't fake their death. They're people that people...
How do you know that?
Because there's people, the people who live around here where we live, who have family members that are gone, all of them, the whole plane.
I'm not saying everybody who died is lying. I'm saying there could be a few phony deaths in here.
I'll tell you what, when you have like a plane full of people, you can't have some of them faking their death and some of them are alive.
Yes, you can.
They're all alive.
No, that's not... What rule is that? Where did you find this rule?
A fucking plane flies into a building full of... I mean, the one thing that's obvious is that plane flew into the building. There's no doubt about that.
That's right. Something flew into that building. Whether there were any people on it is another story. You see, the planes with the passengers may have landed at Stewart International Air Force, I mean, Air Base.
I've got to move along. I'm sorry. We have a limited amount of time, but I want to get all these questions in. You deny the Holocaust, or you're not a Holocaust denier, but let's just talk about that real quick.
Okay, the Holocaust is another big, very big issue that's coming out now because of the Internet. We can now look through the photographs of those days of World War II and the Nazi camps, and people all over are saying, where are the gas chambers? Where are the dead bodies? And we can see that there were camps. We can see people in them. We can see
dead bodies.
We can see dead bodies. But every dead body that we see,
they all incinerated, so they couldn't find all the dead bodies.
No, every dead body at the Nazi camps is extremely skinny. They didn't die from gas. They died from a lack of food and typhus.
Okay, but then they burned them, and then that's why...
No, they didn't burn them. That's why they were lined up in piles. They couldn't... The incinerators were so tiny, and they were running low on fuel. During the end of the war, there wasn't enough fuel for those little tiny incinerators to keep up...
Did Hitler kill himself because he got the gas bill? Have you ever heard that joke, Eric?
That's very funny, but you see, this information is coming out, and you're going to have to face it. You can't continue denying it, or you're going to look like you're part of the cover-up squad, and I'm telling you, you better start facing reality. Anger is building out there.
The cover-up squad. I'm talking to you.
No, you're not. Come on. We all know what's going on. The Jews are panicking right now. You're not fooling anybody. We can see this. Your secrecy is gone. Okay? The Internet has allowed people to bypass your media. We can see what's happening. Okay?
Internet. I'm alternative media.
No, the alternative media is a joke. I used to be on the alternative media once in a while. They would interview me. Alex Jones was selling my book in video even.
Suck it, because I have you. I'm asking you hard questions. Painful questions.
You're not asking any questions. You're trying to look, just confuse the issue, bringing up details that mean nothing.
All right, tell me about how they staged the moon landing.
The details, I can't give you details. I'm just saying, if you look at the moon landing...
Details. You say that there's all these things happen, but you have no proof. I mean, even the fucking conspiracy theorists have proof.
No, there is proof. You look at all we can prove is that we've been lied to. We can't tell you exactly what they did. We can tell that they lied about the moon landing.
Really, all right, listen, I didn't realize...
Look, all you do is look at the pictures.
I didn't realize I was going to interview you and you'd have nothing to back up anything you say.
I'm telling people, look at the pictures, look at my website, they can do their own thinking. And this is what's been going on for the past few years. People have been looking at what I'm saying. That's why you are so scared. You're not fooling anybody. Don't you get it?
Anus. I just want to know what you have. Like, I called you on the premise that you would enlighten me on something, but all you're saying is I don't have answers for anything.
You don't want to. Every time I start talking, you change the subject.
Listen, I got fucking... Okay, I have like 6 minutes left, and I'm trying to...
Okay, let's talk about the Holocaust, then. We got 6 minutes. I'm telling you, if you look at the dead bodies, they're all skinny. Now, what does that tell you? They died of typhus.
By the way, you don't hate Jews because you're German. How do you respond to those?
This business about hating Jews is nonsense. I didn't even know Jews did this at first. People all over the world are looking into it. They didn't hate Jews when they looked into it. They looked into it, and the Israeli connection is obvious after a while. You can't deny it. And then you realize they did this before in 1946 at the King David Hotel. It's the same false flag operation.
I have my own to ask you. Have you ever considered Hair Club for Men?
See, you guys are, all you're doing is exposing yourselves again. Look, we know what's going on. The world is rising up. You're scared to death. Why don't you just face it?
Okay.
Give it up. Just
you never paid for sex, be honest.
Just give it up.
Oh, come on, dude.
You're going to end up in the execution chamber with the rest of them. Turn on the network before it's too late for you.
Never let a man put his penis between your lips and gums.
Come on, just turn on them.
Did you drink a dick ever?
Who do you think you're fooling? We know what's going on, and we know, we can see the panic is building among you Jews.
Do you feel like you get enough pussy, or...
Look, we can see...
Way of masking your loneliness.
We can see the panic is building.
You're incredibly false.
Years ago, people would interview me.
Without a hat on.
They didn't talk.
Reflect the sun back into space, therefore fighting global warming.
Look, years ago, no one talked to me like this. Years ago, you laughed at me. Years ago, you were thinking, oh, put him on the radio. Who cares? We have control.
So I'm asking you about your personal life.
Look, I'm telling you about your personal life. You are scared to death now.
Ask me about my personal life.
You're scared is what's happening. You are frightened.
Have you ever shaved your balls?
Look, people used to put me on. They laughed at me. Look at you today. You're pathetic. You call yourselves a network that's going to take over the world? You're not going to take over the world. You people are losers. Even the Jews are bailing out on you. The smarter ones, I should say.
The Jewish person.
The smarter Jews are looking at you and thinking, I'm not dying for these people.
No different than white people.
No, the Jews are looking at people like you and thinking, I'm out of here. I'm not dying for them.
I try to make this a nice family entertainment.
No, you don't want it to be family entertainment. You're lying.
Which really pisses me off, because I came here as doing a serious journalistic piece, and all you did was give me bullshit. I asked you what happened to the people that fucking flew into the building, but they're faking their death somehow. That's retarded. So don't come to me. Why?
I didn't say all of them were faking their death. I said some of them could be faking it.
That's retarded. But you can't do this. You cannot be taken seriously and be a retard like.
Well, then let people not take me seriously. What do you care? Why? What are you, my mother now? You're worried that people won't take me seriously?
You fucking asshat. You dick licker. You fucked my whole show up. I had all these people.
Your show is worthless. You're losing.
I'm an expert on the show.
Come on, you're losing. You're not. Your show is worthless.
Dude, for hijacking my fucking show, just like those ragheads did flew into the fucking building. You're a goddamn fucking. You're a media terrorist. And shame on you. Go fuck yourself. I hope you fucking die in a fucking gay bathhouse.
Look, why don't you give it up? You can't. Who do you think wants to support you? Do you think the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers can look at you and think, oh, I want to die for that guy. I'm going to help that guy. You're losers. You're the ones that are going to be left behind. Come on, turn on them.